So Nigel Farage is absolutely destroying the media, and I thought we'd enjoy, because that's great news.
It has been entertaining so far. I have seen bits and pieces, but I'm looking forward to seeing the whole extent of it, really.
Yeah. If you wonder what this is about, he didn't go on, like, I don't know, some tour of Good Morning Britain with a claymore and just something like that. No, he won an award, and I don't know about you, I don't care about awards at all. If you've ever seen an award show ever, it's some kind of like internal masturbation session where everyone just sits around and goes, oh, yes, you and me who run this industry with no other opposing thoughts. We did so good this year. What about him over there? Ooh, he won an award for being just like us.
It's like if I ran some sort of awards offering thing and I gave you an award.
Yeah. It's just like, I mean, it is. Which, media awards are the stupidest thing in the world, because mm-hmm. you do sit there and watch them and just be like, you're just a bunch of leftists awarding each other for doing leftist things. Especially in UK media. I mean, that's probably why Ricky Gervais is going on with the Golden Globes, just being like, look, you all love Jeffrey Epstein, you're all doing coke, you degenerate scum, was pretty fun. But anyway,
I did enjoy that, yeah.
Ricky wasn't booked for this TV award show. Instead, Nigel was booked to win one. So him and GB News are down there. The rest of GB News guys, I think, won some awards, or some other people won some awards. I don't care. Not interested. Not to be rude, but like, don't care about award shows. What I care about is people in such shows who have had dominance and been sitting around basically jacking each other off at these places and stealing taxpayers' money in the ways that they do through grants, etc. Especially the BBC in the audience and Channel 4, who were very upset, getting shouted down. Because as you can see, he's having fun there. Well, here's GB News, who made an article about it. And I just want to tell you the deets, because previously, I'm correct in saying it was always a self-internal masturbation session. They say here, for the first time, the winners of the 17 categories will be chosen entirely by the public.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Democracy in action.
Previously, it was a 60-40 split between the industries and the audience who got to vote who won. So 60% of the votes went to the... This is rigged. This is rigged.
This is like some sort of third world election policy.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, by the way, we choose who the best presenters are, but also we use...
You get to have a say, but we don't really read it.
We use electoral methods of, you know, African dictators.
So apparently in previous years, bugger all people voted. And then this time around, 1.3 million people voted for the awards. So amazing.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah. GB News won quite a lot because, of course, they're actually interesting. Like, they're not just grey paste of a media organisation that everything else is in British TV. I mean, Good Morning Britain, ITV, Channel 4, Channel 5, BBC. I mean, it really is. You could be watching any of them. It's usually the same S.
I just don't watch television at all.
Me too. I mean, anyone under the age of 30 doesn't own a TV, frankly. So
I mean, I own a TV, but that's only because it plugs into my Blu-ray player.
Yeah. So it's comical how out of touch such individuals and their shows have become. And Nigel Farage agrees, because he decided to, when he won the award, go up and give a speech, as you do, and instead he didn't sit there and be like, I thank God and my agent and blah, blah. No, he decided, you all deserve this. Just went off on one of them. So I suppose we'll enjoy him just telling them all to go suck a cock.
I have to say, I'm really rather proud to have this, because I'm a new boy. Only been doing this for a couple of years, so a huge thanks to all those good ordinary folk who live outside the M25 for voting for me. I suspect that had the industry had the say, I very much doubt I would have won, and I'm certain that three GB News presenters would not have been in the shortlist of five, which should be very instructive for the whole of the industry. You see, the investors... Please do keep the abuse coming, because it says a lot more about you than it does about me. Bloody lefties from the BBC. Well, whether they're BBC or not, I don't mind. But learn this, and those of you shouting, think about this. There's a gap in the market, a massive gap in the broadcasting market. You've all become too much the same. And that's why the investors in GB News, and led by Angelo Frangipoulos, have gone out there, and what we're doing is we're creating a new identity brand in British broadcast. When we overcome the awareness problem, it's going to be a major force in British broadcasting. Now, I entirely through this process before, of course, I led a party that was mocked and derided at lunches like this that went on to win a national election. And in those days, it was the polling industry who didn't understand us. Here's my one very serious point. Please take it on board. Poor old Rob can't open his eyes. He's finding it so tricky, so awkward, so difficult. This industry is worth between about 12 and 15 billion pounds every year. And it matters culturally, it matters in so many ways in our country. And yet, the way we measure who is watching and who is listening to programmes is completely out of touch and out of date. This is, I had much louder than this at the European Parliament, sir. I'm disappointed. The idea that Barb, from which all the advertising is set, is owned by the existing broadcasters, means the industry is marking its own homework. The idea that 5,300 foxes across the country, oh, I can hear the noise.
I can't really make out what he's saying.
There's a lot of money at stake.
And you should shout, and you should be frightened, because you will lose your jobs, because I can tell you this, Barb is wrong, and we need reform of this system. We need, oh look, there we are. We need the heavies of gun. And if you cannot see as an industry, that the way you're measuring TV ratings is out of touch, is out of date, then I feel very, very sorry for all of you.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I mean, I didn't disagree with a word he said. I also liked towards the end, they were just like, right, that's enough. We're going to close in and just stand next to him as close as possible until he stops.
Apparently the people being the loudest were shouting off and scum, all working for the BBC.
I'm not surprised.
So there you have it. That's those people. That's what they think of us. Because remember, of course, this was actually voted on by the public and he won because, well, regardless of what your problems are with Nigel Farage, he's actually likable. He's kind of important in being a presenter, you know, of a TV show, let's say. And he also tells them the truth instead of just lying to them endlessly, like so many people in the mainstream media. That's why you are grey sludge and everyone hates you. Why they didn't vote for you and why you were sitting there shouting scum this year instead of getting an award for your internal masturbation session. Anyway, I'm just going to have a side note real quick because people might be wondering why I'm dressed down. Team Langerstein, a friend of mine, Mark, he'll be watching this because I know he'll be enjoying this spectacle for sure. He took me over to Le Mans. So if you want to go to Le Mans and you want to be in an English-speaking camp for the race, definitely recommend Team Langerstein. There we are. There's your plug, mate. Also, he's just had a baby. So salutes in the chat if you can for Mark. A little clap, clap, clap in there in the comments. But otherwise, we'll move forward because Nigel Farage, of course, did that, had fun, and then went on his own show to have some more fun by just drinking on camera. Let's play this.
Well, there you are. They just wanted to shut me down for stating a self-obvious truth that the way we measure TV audiences is bent, it's broke, it's out of date, it doesn't work. And I know something. From all my years in public life, GB News out there not only has attracted an audience that love the output from this channel, the balance they get from this channel, but it's a lot, lot bigger than the industry dares to admit. I really did touch upon that nerve today. They hated it. They screamed. They shouted. Gosh, I enjoyed it. Cheers, everybody.
I like how that started with just him laughing with some bubbly in hand. Just
he should just sit there the next episode. Just good night.
All he needed to do was point, and that would have been perfect.
But it's 100% true. Mm-hmm. I mean, these groups, I mean, I'm sure you've seen it over the years, just whenever you hear about some award show, especially in London. The United States, of course, has its own spectacles about it, and they're a joke as well. But the ones in the UK are just such ridiculous jokes because, of course, the people involved are nobodies as well.
It's just like friends patting their friends on the back.
Yeah, and every single moment is sponsored by Tesco or sponsored by Ray-Bans or sponsored by, and there's so much money slurping around these people because they've got control and they know they do. And so they can sit around like aristocrats, not listening to anyone else because what do they care what you think? We control the media and there's nothing you can do about it. What are you going to do? Start your own TV channel?
There's a very important thing that Nigel pointed out there is that with the media, there is a lot of money at stake. And I think fundamentally, other than the ideological aspects, which I don't doubt either a major part or, you know, at least a significant part of why they do what they do. But the money, I think, is the main thing. That's, you know, why they have these businesses in the first place, is to make money. And I think people...
It's why they're so hostile, because they know their jobs are at risk.
Exactly. Because... And when your livelihood is at risk, your conduct tends to be questionable, I suppose.
But if you had just been useful to the public by, I don't know, informing them, instead of trying to lie to them constantly, BBC, then your jobs wouldn't be at risk. You could go private. We'd all fund you because you'd be great. And instead, you're trash. All right, moving forward. Just want to make some points here that he's not wrong either. This is Press Gazette, the nonpartisan. They just issue news about the press. As you can see here, GB News, fastest growing news brand. Again,
that
right
is
here.
Massive difference as well. For those listening, 363% to the
year
second best,
change.
Yeah, which is 39%.
Because you may think, okay, well, usually that percentage was that high because you started at one, you went to two. Well, 100% increase. And, well, no, GB News has been going for a little while now. And year on year, they've just massively grown and become mainstream. I see normies showing GB News clips now, not even thinking about ideological connections like at the start when people are thinking, oh, that's that right-wing channel, isn't it? It's like, no, it's the news. And that's
wouldn't
what
it be great if everyone just referred to all of the left-wing outlets as, oh, that's just that left-wing outlet?
Yeah, and they'd be correct too.
Yeah, well.
I mean, like, you can say that GB News has a right-wing bent or something. Like, yeah, they've got Nigel Farage as a host, sure. But they're the only one. I mean, just look through the list there. I mean, are you really looking at any right-wing outlets there except GB News? And doesn't that tell you everything? What did we do before? Oh, we literally had nothing because these aristocrats controlled everything and therefore could sit around jacking each other off of their award sessions and stealing money. I mean, it's ridiculous. You can see here, there's just another article about this where they write about how ridiculous it is, but there's some graph in here somewhere, I believe. It's not
being,
that one. There's
very
the other
complimentary
one.
To mainstream news in our past two segments, haven't we?
Well, Press Gazette are literally just about the press. That's what they write
of
about.
Of course.
So you can see here, I mean, the damage is fun. You see the Metro there, the one's getting the worst, which minus 23%. Oh, you deserve it. You deserve
I'm trying
it.
To see it underneath the camera here.
But for people who don't know the Metro, especially foreign people who might not know, the Metro is this crappy paper you get on the tube. Because you get on the tube and it's just littered everywhere. I mean, it's like
it's basically
cats pissing everywhere.
It's
so
like
much.
London toilet paper, really.
Yeah.
Like if you're broke, there'll always be a Metro in the tube that you can pick up and use to wipe your behind if you need to. I think that's probably the best use for it, other than perhaps wrapping fish and chips. Although, don't do that after that former use because that'd be a bit gross.
Always, whoever's in charge of the editorial is some like former government minister who's bent. And usually supporting everything.
It's some of the most lowbrow left-wing nonsense.
Yeah, but
you can possibly see in the media.
But
it?
The point being is, it's obviously propaganda, and it's
of
not
course,
working because no one would read it. I mean, for example, I got on the tube, and this was the headline there: Ukrainian PM counteroffensive is a success. I was just like, okay, right. I'm not trying to get into the Ukraine war, but like anyone who was paying attention to the Ukrainian counteroffensive knew this was not a success. I mean, you can see a Ukrainian account here just being like, well, this didn't go well.
Just based on them saying, we need more tanks.
Well, this is an image for people listening of a bunch of modern Western tanks and American, I believe it was Bradleys or something, have all been destroyed because they tried to take a Russian position and they just got wrecked. And this isn't to say, like, you know, anything on the Ukraine war. It's just to say, right, that wasn't the success that was promised. And yet in the newspaper, in the London Tube, that's handed out to the public for free, which you only do if you're giving out propaganda, they're like, yeah, everything's going well. Great. I mean,
anyone who has anything really strong and definitive to say about the Ukraine war is probably have some sort of ideological reason for doing so, because it's very, very difficult to establish what is true and what is not. And so if you're saying anything
you're
with
like
any amount of... What was that, sorry?
Unless you're a war analyst or something.
Well, yeah, if it's America. What you do exclusively, but then they'll still communicate it in a less certain way. They'll at least understand the notion that it's difficult. They could be wrong.
But my point being that, like, it's just I happen to be on there. Usually there's some BS story. That just happened to be the one when I was in London last Friday that I saw. I was just like, really? Whatever. And I just want to mention, I mean, this is the environment that media operates in. I mean, this is just the tube. Not going to say anything about this. Just going to show it. For people listening, I'm terribly sorry, but...
It's a nice...
banned if I describe that.
You never seen a... What kind of...
yeah, it's just...
Incorrect.
Government
English.
Propaganda. I mean, like, on the tube in London, you still get this. Just propaganda telling you that your masky-wasky is still a good thing.
If you cover your face, you may become more confident. Is this like It'd be like some sort of in a sort of world without COVID. This would be some sort of dystopian thing of ugly people, cover your faces. It'll make you more confident.
But anyway, we'll leave it there. My point being, Nigel Farage having a great time. Rightfully so. The media is getting wrecked, and that is good news. That is the world correcting itself.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Brokenomics series, this episode on Investing Part 3 with Peter Lowry. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.